I'm Elizabeth Reese.
I'm Marjorie Punnett.
This is Best to the Nest, the podcast that is all about creating strong, comfortable, beautiful nests that prepare us to fly. Hi, Marjorie.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm just fresh from another weekend up north. And, you know, I breathed in the clean lake air and it's good for a person.
And I'm just fresh from helping my two sons move in Chicago.
Oh, boy.
Where the air is not so clean. This is where I have to say their clutter-free life really pays off. So we talked to, on one of the podcasts, we talked to Campbell, my son, about the fact that he's very much a minimalist. Elizabeth, I went over one night to help him pack. It took about 45 minutes. And the move out of a high-rise in Chicago, which if you've ever moved out of a high-rise, it's a whole different deal because you have to use a freight elevator. It's very complicated. You got to park on a, and they live in downtown Chicago. So yeah. Major busy street, a half hour.
Half hour.
Boy! He has no mattress. Remember, that's always the hateful thing is moving mattresses.
He has a Japanese sleeping mat, right?
He has a sleeping mat, which rolls up very small. He actually has two in case he has a guest.
That is,
so he does have one for a guest.
It is so incredible. Well, I love that you bring that up because today we thought we would have a conversation about some of the things that we've learned from Best to the Nest and really integrated into our lives. And I'm telling you, this really all started, Marjorie, because last week you and I were chatting about, you know, some like office work things that we take care of here with this podcast. It's not a large operation, but there's an occasional housekeeping conversation that has had. We were talking, you know, I was telling you because you live in Manhattan, Kansas, and people ask me about you all the time. You live in Kansas. You and I have this conversation virtually every week, and people who I run into are constantly talking about the podcast. Like I was out and about the other day and I heard a woman came up to me and she was like, I'm a nester. Like your podcast has changed my life. So this happens all the time for
That's
me,
great. That's
but
great.
I know that you don't get that immediate reaction from people. And so it got me thinking though, these conversations have changed other people's lives. These conversations have totally changed my life. And I can think back to many, many specific episodes of things that we've talked about on the podcast, you know, with experts and with just really inspiring people and that I've integrated into my life, integrated into my home, and they've made things better. And so I thought, let's just recap those things today. And we can remind you of maybe if you're new, some episodes that you might want to go back and listen to. And that one with Campbell is really at the top of my list. I think about that regularly when I'm just like looking in drawers, looking in closets and thinking like WWCD, what would Campbell do here?
He will love that. I have to say, I love that. And I hope I'm frantically looking for that episode number and I haven't been able to find it yet, but I'll try and find it by the end of the show.
We're going to post them all in the show notes. We'll have a list in the show notes. Yes.
But one of the things, and both of my sons work for a company that focuses on circular economy and sustainability. So that's a top of mind conversation all of the time. And what that's done to me, their minimalist lifestyle has obviously had an influence on me as our clutter lifestyle had an influence on them.
Yeah.
They are a direct reaction to having to move every 5 years, which we did. Every 5 to 10 years, we moved, except when we went to Minnesota and we were there for 12.
Sure.
But those moves are, I mean, imagine moving right now, Elizabeth.
Terrible.
Imagine packing up your house.
My sister just did it. My sister just moved across the country with four children. And the idea of it gives me full, like I could go into a panic mode. I wouldn't even know how to do it.
It's insane. So it has influenced me. And now when I look to purchase something, here's how far I've gone with it is I have to think about the natural resources that were used to bring that product to market.
That's good.
And most of the time when I look at that and I think, okay, a tree was destroyed for that.
Yeah.
I can't buy it. I can't. And so it's kind of a blessing and a curse because you really are thinking about what do I really, really need? So we'll post Campbell's episode in the show notes. But
it's episode 294 if you want to go back now. If you're thinking I want to pause and listen, it is episode 294. We can jot that down and make sure that you know that you can listen to it. But I loved that conversation with Campbell. I loved hearing like his insights and I loved hearing your take on it as someone who raised him. It's just really was lovely.
Yeah.
Campbell was
great. Be careful what you wish for, people. No, I love my sons.
I loved
helping them move. It was amazing.
Well,
was amazing.
I have to tell you, so in the last week, I really integrated something that we talked about. You know, our last episode was with Senya May, who is our incredible acupuncturist and now functional medicine practitioner. And I held true to my word, and she had an opening on Wednesday. So I went in after our conversation, I went in and we had a full like hour and a half intake with everything functional medicine related. And I have to tell you, I mean, it was really incredible. And here was the thing about it. It's really empowering. So we're going to do a bunch of tests. She sent me home with some test kits and I have to call and set up a blood draw at one particular place. But we are getting a full picture of things like hormones, food sensitivities, heavy metals, like all of these different things to optimize my health. And I have been feeling a little like sluggish and kind of sticky and things that are some related to my ankle break, but then others just related to, you know, I'm 41 and I, you know, I've had 3 children in the last 7 years. So there's just a lot of like hormone things going on and sort of setting myself up to optimize my health for this next phase of my life. And it's not, you have to pay for it out of pocket. That's like the downside of it. We have a health savings account because we have a high deductible plan. So all the testing, I pay for out of my HSA, and it's looking like it's going to be about like $1,000 investment off the top, but it's $1,000 for all of that information. And I'm not discounting how much that is because frankly, I think it would be better if it was just included and you would just get it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, when I think about like that $1,000 investment in really knowing where I'm at, and frankly, I spend money on supplements every month and I don't really know if the supplements are like exactly what I'm supposed to be taking. And so I sort of reasoned out, I'm like, wow, if I could like really alter and know that what I'm taking is making sense, that in and of itself could be a money savings and help. So,
well, I think sometimes there has to be a mental, and this is where Senya really helps me. There has to be a mental paradigm shift on what you spend your money on. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've already sort of talked about this a little bit with consumerism and what we buy and how we have to think of it. And I think whenever we talk to Senya, I always think about the things that you do that are bad for you. And we all do things that are bad for us.
Right.
I mean, if you go out with a night, you know, you go out for a night with friends to a bar, what could that bill be? If you're going to pick up the tab or you rotate the tab or whatever, it could easily be anywhere from $50 to $150.
Oh gosh. And if you're doing the right thing and taking an Uber to and fro, I mean, it's $150 to go out, you know?
And I think you think about that and you think, okay, could you sacrifice going out 9 times? So that you could really optimize your health. I mean, I think that's what we talk about so much on this podcast is everything we do in life is choice. Mm-hmm. Every mood we have can be a choice. I mean, I'm not going to simplify that, but we have so many choices in what our life can look like. And I think that's what that episode and all of the episodes with Senya do for me. I'm going to follow your lead and I'm going to make an appointment with her as well, because I think every decade is a great time to optimize and to sort of retool where you are. Mm-hmm. What you've just been through in your 30s, Elizabeth, is traumatic.
Yeah.
You gave birth 3 times we act like birth is this thing. Everybody can do it. So it's somehow easy. It's not.
Right.
I mean, the sweetest thing my husband ever said to me is when he looked at my C-section scar, he's like, I'm so grateful. It's like you went through a war zone with your body. And he said, you know, that scar is the visible scar of what you went through to give us our boys. And I think for women who have, you know, deliveries, vaginal deliveries, you don't have the remaining scar. You don't necessarily see what your body's been through, but it's everything. I mean, you created life 3 times. It drains your body and it's not a quick recovery. And then this is the hell of it for women. Once you're done with that, then perimenopause starts.
I know.
What the hell?
It's a lot. Yeah.
It's a lot.
I love that you're totally right. And bringing up those choices, because sometimes I get a little bit hung up on like, you know, I'm coming from a place of like, time and resources to be able to dedicate to these things with still the feeling that I wish it was accessible for everyone. And also understanding that the more that more of us say that this needs to be the standard, the more it can become the standard. I will tell you, I started listening to Tony Robbins's new book, and it's called Life Force, and I'm listening to it on Audible. And I just want to say an aside, I know that there are some problematic things about Tony Robbins. So yes, if you feel that and kind of like this, ugh, I get that. That being said, all of the proceeds from this book are being donated to a nonprofit. There was like a couple that he mentioned that were really wonderful. And he co-wrote this book with two doctors. And so it's really about just all of like the high tech, amazing advances in testing, things that are not offered by your mainstream traditional family practitioner, things that you have to seek out on your own to be your ultimate health advocate and be empowered. So that was what really drew me to the idea of the book. And it's a 22-hour read on Audible, and I'm like, I've gotten through like 3 hours of it, and I'm really enjoying it. But a lot of the tests that they're talking about, that him and all of these like doctors are talking about, are things that I'm doing with Senya, that like, oh, I would never have had an option. I mean, he talked about getting tested for heavy metals when he, you know, with all these different things. And so that has been an interesting book. If you're interested in that kind of stuff and you want to take a deep dive, you could buy the book or listen to it. And he does not narrate the whole thing, which is really positive, because I could not listen to him for 22 hours. I mean, you know, God bless him, but like, it just wouldn't work for me for 22 hours. But
that was such a Southern thing. God bless him. Might as well say, bless your heart, Tony Robbins.
Bless your heart. Really? But he's like,
he's
a powerhouse.
Very compelling.
Yeah,
very
he is. He is. So, and I'm enjoying the book. So those are a couple of interesting things. So that's been a big one as of last week for me.
And a big one for me has been episode 300 with Kelly Smith.
Oh, yes. Kelly. I just saw Kelly the other day. I love her.
Oh, did you really? Was she on the show?
She was on the show. Yes.
Oh, nice. She was wonderful. If you haven't had a chance to listen to episode 300, again, this doesn't require you to spend any money. It's just a great conversation. And she said something which I highlighted in the show notes, which I will say again here, which ties back to to the conversation we were just having about Senya. And she was saying about meditation, do 8 minutes less of something that doesn't serve you.
Yeah.
And 8 to 10 minutes of meditation a day will start to change the makeup of your brain.
Yes.
So I am drawn to Kelly because I think I've always suffered from a level of anxiety. I am hyper aware of it now, because all of the things that you can sort of justify in your 20s, 30s, and 40s as things to worry about, I shouldn't be worrying about anymore. Mm-hmm. My sons are grown up. I shouldn't be worrying about them. That's not healthy anymore. There are all sorts of things. Money, quite frankly, it's going to be what it's going to be now.
Yeah.
You know, it's like,
yeah,
I'm not a multimillionaire. That didn't happen. It's like, you can't, there's only so much plotting and planning I can do at this point. So I can, you know, and most of our big expenses are taken care of. We sent our kids to college. We paid for their college education. We were really good to them. That's a big worry when you're in the phase that you're in. You're mm-hmm. like, oh my God, I've got all these things in front of me. Mm-hmm. They're not anymore, but I still have a certain level of anxiety, which, so now I have no excuses. And so there was an episode, an episode of her podcast, which you can find if you go to that episode 300, which was about anxiety. And it really, really helped me. And then this idea of, and I'm not saying it's solved, trust me, people, but then this idea of 8 to 10 minutes. So what I've been doing at night, she also talks a lot about sound. So what I've been doing at night is we have an Alexa, and I just say, Alexa, play thunderstorms. Because I find that very soothing.
That's wonderful.
And so that's been a really great thing. So I'm taking baby steps, but that episode in particular, I think I actually break down and cry in that one. So if you're into somebody's like real authentic emotions, it happens in 300. That one's pretty special to me.
It's really, I love that you bring that up, because my mom visited a healer at this, like, she goes to this fancy, like, you know, wellness resort thing with her sisters and their friends. And I forget, I think it's in like Turks and Caicos. It's somewhere like that.
Oh,
it's really
goodness.
A lovely deal. Listen, I mean, I'm here for it. It's not Turks and Caicos. It's something else. I'm forgetting the name.
Okay. But all you have to do is go there and you're fine.
Well, and she met with this woman who was talking to her about meditation. And my mom has since integrated meditation into her life. And she's right. been doing like 6 minutes in the morning. Like that's it. The first thing while she's still in bed, she doesn't get out and do anything aside from doing this. Right. And she says it's completely changed her life and changed okay. her like anxiety level and her stress level and just her kind of wound up level. Right. And she's felt like that since she was a child, you know, I mean, this has been a really big change for her. And she hasn't ever integrated any kind of meditation into her life. You know, with the exception of prayer, but like
right.
meditation, having a little bit of like a different purpose. And she's in her late 60s and she's feeling like a game changer with this.
And what I love about it and what I loved about that episode is so much of what Kelly offers is free.
Yeah.
And so, but if you don't, you know, if you don't chime with Kelly, there are so many free meditation apps. There's so much on YouTube. This is the one thing that I think really can be a game changer. And it really doesn't have to cost you anything.
Okay. Well, talking about free, that brings me to the next episode. Now, this one you missed. You were gone. I forget you were either out of town or not feeling well or something, but I spoke with Annalisa Niemela, who she's been on the podcast several times. Really one of our most powerful early episodes was with her as well when we talked about body image. But her episode that we did with, which was number 273, we talked about keeping your feet on the ground and we were talking about earthing and the importance of having your bare feet connected to the earth and what that does to your body and what that does to your mind and all of the things that we miss out on in a modern lifestyle because we don't get outside enough and we don't have our bare feet connected to the ground. And there's a whole like electrical transfer that happens when you have your feet connected to the ground. And this is something that I've integrated so much, Marjorie, and I love it so much. My sort of strategy with this is to habit stack. So if you have, this is like a term in the biohacking realm. So right. if you have something that you already do, then you stack another habit on top of it because it just makes it more automatic. So every day at 8:40 in the morning, I have to take a call for Twin Cities Live. And we have a team meeting and we have a conversation about that day's show. So that happens always at 8:40. And so what I've been doing is instead of taking that call inside, I stand outside with my bare feet on the ground while I'm taking the call.
I love that.
But I already have to do that call.
Right.
That's built in part of my day. I just stand there with my feet on the ground and it's been lovely. I haven't quite figured out how I'm going to tackle this in the winter, but you know, whatever. It is so wonderful. And there is like this calming thing when if you can get outside one of the first things in the morning and breathe in the outside air and get sunlight into your eyes and have your feet on the ground, it's just like this lovely connection that is a great way to start your day. And again, it's totally free. It's not rocket science.
Right. No, that's wonderful. And then the next couple of episodes that we're going to talk about, they were on both of our lists. It was episode 295 and episode 296. It was our clean swap. And you're going to have to pronounce Laura's last name for me.
Oh, Laura Polisich. Yeah.
That was really powerful. And I wanted to talk about that one just because I've had so many people talk to me about it.
Me too.
The number of people that have ordered the yoga mats in my family is extraordinary.
I have one and I'm obsessed. Yeah, I went and got it. So if you didn't remember those episodes right off the top of your head, episodes 295 and 296 were with Laura. Laura is the owner of this shop in Stillwater, Minnesota called Toxie Free. And it's a little tiny little nugget of a shop. And then she offers tons of resources in terms of, I mean, minimalist living is part of it. And also as plastic free as possible, things that are made out of made by real human hands and made beautifully and made to last in terms of your everyday essentials. And then also her huge cornerstone is consuming the most nutrient dense, nourishing foods that you can possibly consume, that you just fill your body with nutrients and nourishment, and that is a one track path to healing. And she's incredible.
I loved that conversation in particular, mostly because I want parents of young children to hear that conversation.
Yeah.
Because imagine if we filled our cars. Well, number one, we're moving toward electric, which is good. But imagine if we filled our cars with the worst possible oils you could put in a car. How would it run? Terribly or not at all.
Yeah.
And I think with so much of the processed food we eat, that's what we're doing.
Yeah, it's cheap, cheap garbage.
It's cheap, cheap fuel. And I, even when my kids were small, especially a lot of the mothers of boys would talk about, oh my God, his energy, you know, he's just running around and all of this idea of ADD and not being able to sit still. And then you would say, you would see like what these kids were eating.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
it's like, change that, then see if there's a problem.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not so simplistic to say, oh, that doesn't exist. If you change the diet, everything's going to be perfect. But I'm always amazed at how poorly many people feed their kids. And this is a little judgy. I'm sorry, but this is like my one area that it drives me crazy, is just change what they're eating first and then see what problems are left after that. I just can't believe, I mean, so much of these focus issues, I just in my heart believe that some of it stems from diet.
Yeah. Oh, well, I think a lot of it does. I think a lot of our, I mean, you're totally right though, Marjorie. It's moving our bodies and it's eating great food. And I don't think that's judgy, because the difficult thing about it is that we are really set up to fail in that department in this country because of just the way that our food system is set up and the way that big food runs everything. And so we're set up to fail in that department. And just find someone who grew up in Europe or is from Europe and is here. They will be happy to tell you their opinions on it. And it will be the same as mine. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It will be.
It makes me so sad, because I just think a lot of it comes from, you know, people are super busy and they feel like it's really hard to prepare food, but there are ways. I'm telling you, I'm the laziest person in the world, laziest. And I was not perfect with my kids, but I was trying. And one of the things I used to do was, and I actually did an episode on this when I was doing food TV. We talked to a chef and he basically could make a smoothie for his kids that would power them beautifully through the day.
Yeah.
So if you're not a cook, just make them a smoothie and shove everything in there, know that they're covered and be done with it. Like it's just, you've got to make sure that they're getting some sort of really great fuel. And Laura, that conversation with Laura was great, because she was talking about it from an adult standpoint, really, mm-hmm. from how it affected her. But just think about it from the time your kids are born, that you're feeding them the best, most nutrient dense foods. It's going to fuel their bodies and their brains, and it'll, trust me, make your life easier.
It is the two things that I really have taken with me from Laura and really integrated in terms of food lately is she, you know, and I gave her a hard time on one of the episodes when you listened to it, because I knew when we were bringing up nutrient dense food that she was going to talk about liver. I called it the L word, and I knew she was going to say it. And I knew she was going to discuss it. And I've always just had like this thing, and I'm like, I can't do liver. Like, creeps me out. I don't want to have it. So I went to Laura's store a few weeks after our conversation. I picked up a package from her of pasture raised chicken livers. Okay. It was frozen. So I brought it home. Laura has an amazing method for making chicken liver pate that involves like a crap ton of bacon. And so it's like bacon with the chicken liver, and it's all like amazing pasture raised pork and then the chicken liver. So I decided to go the route of Jacques Pepin, who is an amazing French chef. And I found his recipe for chicken liver pate, which was like 5-starred 1,000 times on Food and Wine magazine's website. And I used really great high quality grass-fed butter plus the chicken livers. And I cooked them according to the instructions, blended it up. And I'm not kidding, Marjorie. It's like 3 cups of coffee in one, like, meal. And I have been taking this chicken liver pate and spreading it on sourdough toast and eating it for breakfast or sometimes like for lunch.
Right.
And it is so filling. Like, when she talks about eating super nutrient dense foods that just your body loves, I can feel my body being like, I want this. I want this. I want this. I want this. I'm so happy I have this. It's wild. It's really wild.
So I did go to the place, because I can't get to her store, but I went to the sort of the origin source of the place where she gets her liver, which you can order online.
Yeah.
And I think they were out at the time. I was like ready. I was there at point of purchase. So this reminds me, I have to go back, because I think I really, I so believe in that. And again, that story that I talked about that I did with the chef, I'll post that story. It's him and his, we used his little boys who were 5 and 3,
yeah,
as sous chefs. And they're adorable. It's an so adorable cute story. But they're either cooking up that morning along with the smoothie. He either cooked up chicken hearts or chicken livers.
Yeah.
And then we show the kids eating it. And there's literally down the 3-year-olds, there's like blood running down his, which, you know, he's getting iron. But because he's never made these foods sort of be scary to these boys, mm-hmm, it's the most normal thing in the world.
It's unbelievable. So
yeah. Oh, that's great.
I really recommend this recipe. I'm absolutely loving it. I think that you will too. Follow it to a T. The one thing about the recipe is that it says Jacques Pepin recommends seeking out pale chicken livers because they, right, have a milder flavor. And here's the thing. I read in the comments, somebody said, no, don't seek out pale chicken livers because that means that they were industrially ooh, raised, because the chicken livers I got from Laura are like a deep, beautiful red. Yeah. And that, yeah, is what they should be. So you need to make sure that you're getting pasture raised chicken livers, right, so that they don't contain like toxins and all that waste and all that stuff, that they are, you know, raised on sunshine and grass and all of that, that the chicken should have. So that's been a big thing for me. And then another thing that she talks so much about was bone broth and how just incorporating broth into your day is so amazing for your gut health, for all these different things. And so that's a habit stacking thing that I've been doing as well, where I do not allow myself to have a cup of coffee until I've had at least 16 ounces of water. So I drink water in the morning and then I'm like, okay, now I can have my coffee. But perfect, now I've habit stacked a cup of bone broth too. So I do the water, I sip on the bone broth, I drink that. And then I've been going to the coffee and then doing the chicken liver on toast. This is like my morning right now. And it sounds more complicated than it is.
No, it doesn't sound complicated. It just sounds really savory.
It's good.
So you do bone broth in the morning.
In the morning.
I can do that.
I love a savory breakfast though. Like I would always rather have bacon and eggs, which is also really great for your blood glucose levels, according to my research.
So my 2 chocolate croissants yesterday in the morning was not optimal.
Those should be maybe
glucose,
like an afternoon thing. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So anyway, those are the things that I've been really loving and incorporating. And oh my gosh, Marjorie, where did the time go? I got to go the burn.
It just flies. We have so many other things to talk about because it's been a crazy summer. So we'll do some sort of summer wrap up next week.
But I think so. I hope that helps though. It's a fun little reminder of some of the episodes that we've done, and we would love to hear from you. You know, what are the things that you've learned on Best to the Nest from some of our inspiring experts and incorporated into your life? Because, you know, the whole goal is to make your home, you know, healthy and nourishing and calming and a sanctuary and wonderful, and taking care of yourself is a huge part of that. So if you're enjoying this podcast, please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Give us a little review at Apple Podcasts, share it with a friend.
You can find us on Facebook and Instagram at Best to the Nest. We are the podcast that brings you home.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.